Whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven at this time? And let's celebrate Jesus this morning. Let's magnify him for the privilege to be in his presence. Let's lift him up on high. Thank you, Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you and praise your name. Thank you for this great month that we are in. Thank you for the great things in store for everyone. And now we stand here today to decree that no one returns here without a story to tell. Lord, let this day answer fully to his name. Let every invisible barriers be broken down. Amen. Let the walls of Jericho fall down flat. Amen. Let the Red Sea give way to your people. Amen. Take all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand and please you may be seated. Today has been named Breaking Invisible Barriers. And whatever name Adam called the animals, that was the name by which they were called. That means no barrier will remain standing on your path at the end of this service. No barrier is permitted to remain on your path at the end of this service. Life is made up of hurdles. And most of these hurdles are invisible, yet their effect is undeniable. Now, whether you are a believer or not, the hurdles of life are real. And that's why the Bible talks about whatever is born of God overcometh the hurdles of life. And this is the victory that empowers him to overcome the hurdles of life, even our faith. 1 John 5:4. We are in a race. And it's a race with hurdles on the track. And so we need to be empowered to overcome those barriers if we must win the prize. And we saw there that heaven is the homecoming of overcomers. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. And he that overcometh, verse 11. And he that overcometh. Now, so all of the seven churches were churches of overcomers. He that overcometh. He that overcometh. He that overcometh. So life is made up of challenges that we must have to overcome, or we remain victims. And the mystery behind our victory is faith. Whatsoever is born of God, 1 John 5:4, overcometh the hurdles of life, the barriers of life, visible and invisible, by the power of faith. So faith is the secret behind our victory. And you know, this month we've been exploring understanding the unlimited power of faith. Unlimited power of faith. And we are addressing that to breaking invisible barriers. In Psalm 91, we are told about a few of these things. In verse 5 to 7, talking about the barriers on our path, he said, "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day." You don't see them flying, but they are flying. "Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at new day." So there are invisible arrows, pestilences, all about in the atmosphere. Jesus also came and said to his disciples, "I give unto you power to tread upon" what? "Serpents and scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy who has laid mines on your path." Amen. "And nothing shall by any means hurt you." And yet we don't see scorpions. We don't see serpents, but they are there. So there are barriers on our path, and they are largely invisible barriers. They are largely invisible barriers. Now in Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 17 to 21, he said, "I saw four horns, and I said, what are these horns here for?" He said, "These are the horns which have scattered Jerusalem and Judah." "And I saw four carpenters." I said, "What are these carpenters here to do?" He said, "These carpenters have come to put together what the horns of the Gentiles have scattered." He said, "These are the horns which have scattered Jerusalem and Judah, so that no one did lift up the head." There are people, no matter how hard they had worked, there is no breakthrough testimony. There is no breakthrough testimony. Because there are invisible horns sitting on their destiny, resisting their rising. Resisting their breaking through. Whatever is sitting on any man's destiny, any woman's destiny. Somebody just gave a testimony now for 5 years looking for a job. 5 years. You'll have forgotten even what you learned with which to work. 5 years. There are some, 10 years they have never worked. Had very good certificate from very good institution, good skill. But the skill is eroded. He said, "These are the horns which have scattered Jerusalem and Judah so that no one did lift up the head." Whatever is resisting your rising, that barrier shall be brought down today. In this winner's family, this is our year of breakthrough unlimited. When a little one shall become what? 1,000. And a small one, a strong nation. He said, "I, the Lord, will hasten this in his time." Now, so this is our year of unlimited breakthrough. So whatever is trying to resist your own breakthrough, that barrier is broken today in the name of Jesus. Our battles are largely in the invisible realm. Now there was a man by name Joshua the high priest, and the Lord showed in a vision how Satan stood by his right side to resist him, forcing a filthy garment on him. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1 to 5. He said, "And I saw Joshua the high priest clothed with filthy garment, and Satan standing on his right hand to resist him, to enforce that garment, to retain that garment on him. And then God stepped him and spoke to the angels around him, take off that filthy garment from him. Is this not a brand plucked out of fire? Whatever the enemy has forced on your life to erode your dignity, to erode your dignity. Rekush kabari tangleri dabaya tushana. Whatever the enemy is put on your life to resist your dignity, to erode your dignity, to erode your color, that garment is off you today in the name of Jesus. And then we saw a man by name King David in 1 Chronicles 21 and verse 1. And the Bible said, Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. No matter the advice, he couldn't take it. There are times people just walk against the truth and can't tell why. It's the devil. Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And Joab said, look, no matter how many they are, they not your people. Why must you number them? Stop that. I said, go and number them. And then the plague of the Lord broke out. That provocation was the devil. Behind that provocation was the devil. I'm not doing again. Enough is enough. No. He said, yes, enough is enough. Just go. Let me handle you properly. And he moves you into the realms of affliction. These are invisible forces that rule the atmosphere. But the good news is, faith is the victory that breaks those barriers, no matter in what realms they are found. The Bible says, above all, taking the shield of faith, and you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 3 to 5. Faith is a spiritual force that invades the invisible world and delivers its mission with precision. No force in the world of the spirit can resist the authority of faith. The fiery furnace could not. The lions in the dead den could not. The demons in the Red Sea could not stop it. Faith is our access to the miracle working power of God. That woman tore the hem of his garment and power was released and made her whole. Faith is our access to the miracle working power of God. Believers that are, I, the Son of Man, am able to do this, and they say, yea, Lord. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Faith is our access to the miracle working power of God. And I can tell you this. All of the barriers that stand on our way will require a miracle to give way. They will require a miracle. There is no other way to pass through the Red Sea but by a miracle. You can't build a bridge in 2 hours over the Red Sea. There is no other way for the Red Sea to give way but by a miracle. There is no way to break the wall of Jericho but by a miracle. And faith is our access to the miracle-working power of God. Paul saw that man and perceived that he had faith to be healed. Acts chapter 14, verse 8 to 10. And he shouted with a loud voice, stand upright on your feet. The crippled man that never walked from his mother's womb stood up. Faith is our access to the miracle working power of God. It's a covenant guarantee for supernatural victory in every battle. Every miracle answers to us according to our faith. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Matthew 9:29. Every misfortune in life is a work of the enemy. An enemy has done this. Matthew 13:28. Every setback is the work of the enemy. Because the path of a just man is a shining light, and it's ordained to shine more and more and more and more unto the perfect day. So every stagnation is a work of the enemy. Many years ago in 1984, our church was not growing, it was crawling. And I was concerned. That is, within 4 months, I expected that something unusual to have happened. But it wasn't happening as I expected. So I asked two or three of our members of staff, and I said, now let's pray. And so we went to a three-day fasting and prayer. And on the third day, the Lord said to me, get up. And I stood up from where we were praying. He said, walk down the church, you know, the road by the church. And I did. And I got to the point where there was a gully. He said, turn back now. And I turned back. And he opened my physical eyes, and I saw a layer of thick darkness spread over the roof of the church. And the Lord said to me, that was the blindfolding weapon the enemy uses to misinterpret what I am doing, that is him, God, in this church. What? And I said, hey, for there's a light that shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Therefore, I challenge you, darkness, in the name of Jesus, clear off this roof. And I saw like a man roll the carpet of darkness off the roof. Then the destiny of the church opened up. I don't know what barrier is sitting on your career, what barrier is sitting on your business, what barrier is sitting on your health. But today, the same power that rolled off that darkness is rolling off the darkness over your destiny. Can I tell you this? If that barrier were not broken, we could still have been at that corner. This entire global ministry would have been at that same corner till now. It is not only God that's no respect of person. The devil is also no respect of person. It's no respect of somebody who didn't respect God. It's no respecter. If you don't resist him, he will stay. He said, resist him steadfast. Resist him until he leaves. The devil is no respecter of person. He can keep anybody's life stagnated forever. The Lord opened my physical eyes. I saw the layer of thick darkness spread over the roof of the church. And I said, what is it? He said, that is the blindfolded weapon. There are some men that want to be married, but he makes them look like women before everybody. He dressed them in skirt and blouse and hair tie. And now, who wants to marry a woman? A woman doesn't want to marry a woman. He wants to marry a man. Except for mad people. Now, here is a woman that wants to get married, but he presents him as a man. He dresses him in suit and tie. And so he looks like a man, and no man wants to marry a man. Except for gay, mad people. Blindfolded, your store is open, and he said, shop closed. Close the door and put closed on the door. Oh, this shop has closed. I didn't know. And the people who are to do business with you saw the shop closed. The doors were open. But he has closed them with an invisible barrier. And they say, shop closed. Movement. Shop has moved out of city. And then you find everybody passing in front of your shop. Oh, we didn't even know it has closed. And they're passing by. All your customers go to somewhere else because he has closed the shop with an invisible barrier. Can I tell you this? One of our pastors in that church testified later on. He said every time he passed through that place, he was not a believer then. He saw everybody in white garment. So he said, oh, I say it's a white garment church. Patrick Achiwora is his name. He said, everybody was in white garment. So he said, hey, this is one of those white garment churches. He presented, I said, no wonder the devil appears like an angel of light. He can change figures. Whatever he has used to becloud your real identity, I curse it today in the name of Jesus. Just because he could see the glory of this commission, so he had to build up resistances. Build up what? Then someone gave a testimony at the Full Gospel in Kaduna. He said they came in their court. The old court sent them on as a mysteries to Kaduna, according to his testimony, to scatter churches. And then they went to every church and they created commotions and people. Not that they go there physically, they just send in their signals. And then they came to our church and they couldn't penetrate because there was a thick canopy of thorns. Now, the devil has invisible forces and God also engages invisible forces. A thick, and they could not penetrate. They now say, okay, catch the man. Because when you smite the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. So they came hunting for the man. And they say it was far off in the sky. Can I hear your amen? Yeah. There are invisible barriers, invisible forces that are arrayed against your destiny and my destiny. But I can tell you this, faith is a chartered force that invades the invisible realms of our battles and delivers our victory in a grand style. Today, whatever the enemy has put together as a barrier against the fulfillment of your destiny, I see them brought down finally in the name of Jesus. There are people, money can't stay in their hand as it comes. In people's voices, it goes. Some have not been able to stay in their married home. Why? Invisible forces. Many are the challenges of the righteous, but the Lord gives him victory over all of them. No matter what, where the battles are raging from, your victory is sure this hour. Your victory is sure at this time. Your victory is sure at this time. So whether spiritually, physically, socially, you find battles raging in the invisible realm. Battles raging in the invisible realm. One of us testified this morning and had had this challenge for 15 years. Great challenges in his urinary tract. And then one of those days he was going to start some series of medication, 20,000. He said, no, I'm going to give that to God. And then engage in a 7-day communion time. And then on the third day or thereabout, in the night, he felt pressed. And every time he went to the toilet, it was like a woman going to labor room, according to his testimony. But then something came out of his manhood. He brought that stuff here today. And that from that day on, the siege ceased. I don't care what is sitting on your health. The same power in the blood and in the flesh that forced that devil out is forcing that stranger out of your life. One of my younger ones, who just got married recently, had one strange sickness after someone forced her to eat in a dream. And every effort to locate what it was could not be found. And one day she cried to my office here, and I ministered to her, and she went back for 3 days. And on the third day, she vomited a broken piece of glass. glass. There is no way you could eat that mistakenly from food. Glass, and glass won't dissolve. It sat down on her head. And as soon as she vomited that glass, her head bounced back. Whatever stranger may have been planted in anyone's system today that is buffeting and tormenting you. Medical doctors have called it by every name, but the Bible calls it an oppression of the devil. I decree that oppression out of your system today. It's all of faith. Faith is that spiritual force that levels all invisible barriers on our path. He said, by faith, they crossed the Red Sea. They molested and humiliated the barrier. Hebrews 11, 27 to 29. By faith, they crossed the Red Sea. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down flat. All the barriers on their path to the promised land was leveled by faith. So faith is a spiritual barrier leveler. It will level any barrier on your path. And while others are gasping to cross, you are just riding with dignity. God is converting all of your struggles into miracles today. God is converting all of your struggles into miracles today. God is converting all of your struggles into miracles today. God is converting all of your struggles into miracles today. We saw an army of men here in Hebrews chapter 11. Who crushed the barriers on their path through the instrumentality of faith. Verse 29. By faith, Hebrews 11, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. With the Egyptians, as saying to do, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about seven times. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more? For time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith did what? Subdued kingdoms, leveled barriers, took over the reins, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. All of this by faith. What is it that makes faith this unique? Faith engages companionship with God. By faith, Enoch walked with God and was not, because God took him. And before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to secure God's companionship. For he that comes to God must believe that God is real. He is who he says he is. He said, the word of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Enoch walked with God. Now, that's Hebrews 11, 5 and 6. Now, and if God be for us, what barriers can stand on our way? For when Israel came out of Egypt, God was their sanctuary. The Bible says, the sea saw them and it fled. When you secure God's companionship, barriers give way on their own to you. Can you amen? Psalm 114, verse 1 to 9. The sea saw them and it fled. And Jordan was driven back. The mountains keep like rams. The little hills like young lambs. What a lady, O sea, that thou fled. He said, tremble thou, O earth, at the presence of God. So faith is what secures God's tangible presence with you. And that makes you unstoppable, irresistible in your journey. That destroys barriers from their roots. The barriers on the part of the apostles were leveled because God was walking with them, confirming the words with signs following. Now, when you secure his companionship, signs and wonders becomes your natural lifestyle. Signs and what? Signs and wonders becomes your natural lifestyle. Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. And Acts chapter 10 verse 38. The Bible says, our God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing on them who were oppressed of the devil, because God was with them. John chapter 8 and verse 28 and verse 28 and 29, he said, he that sent me is with me. My Father has not left me alone because I do all with the things that please him. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. So faith is what secures for you and I God's tangible presence that makes barriers impossible to stand on your way. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
That's how faith levels barriers, by securing God's tangible presence. And when God's presence with you, the gates must lift up their heads. He said, lift up your heads, ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Ah, the doors that have been shut and the thing will be shut forever. He said, lift up your heads. Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10. That the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, mighty in battle. The Lord, he's the King of glory. So faith secures God's tangible presence, which levels the barriers on your path supernaturally. The sea saw them, it fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skip like rams, and the hills like young lambs. What ailed thee, O sea, that thou fleddest? I know Jordan that was driven back. He said, tremble thou, O earth, at the presence of God. Faith is the only way to secure God's tangible presence, which will always make everlasting difference in your life. Nothing is happening here because of anyone's expertise, either as individuals, as groups. It is God's presence that is making the supernatural difference that we see today. Faith is a spiritual means for securing God's tangible presence, which will always level every barrier on your path. For if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? Many years ago, I woke up in my hometown and I was on my way to go and catch up a public transport. And I had someone called me very clear. And I answered early in the morning. And I looked back and I saw nobody. I said, shame on you, Satan. What? When they call you like that, in those days, you are dead. But whosoever called me that time must have died. I was too sure of God's presence. I said, shame on you, Satan. Nea kopataplos kenaba rosad. That means you are dead. The interpretation of that is that you are dead now. I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for you. You have called the wrong person. Talong podi koko. You are dead. 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 Now see, faith is that spiritual platform that guarantees you God's tangible presence. It's so real, more real to you than a man standing by your side. Faith secures his presence, but obedience sustains it. What sustains it? Can two walk together except they be agreed? So you must strive to remain in agreement with God. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3. You know, whosoever has my commandments and keepeth it, he is he that loves me. And whosoever loves me will love my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. John 14, 21. If you want to experience God's tangible presence, then embrace a lifestyle of obedience. A lifestyle of obedience. Always embrace every instruction that comes to you from him. That way you sustain his presence. Can I hear your amen? One of us gave a testimony in the morning. He said, after I became planted in Christ, everything began to change. And the business went off the shores of Nigeria into America. It went into cities like New York to Atlanta. After it has crashed 2002 and re-crashed again in 2006, somebody invited him here. And then he had the word first day. And he said, hey, something is happening here. And then came and had the word again. And things began to turn around. God's presence will make a difference in any man's life. Amen. And I see that beginning with you. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. So life is a battlefield, not a playground. Life is a warfare, not a funfair. Life is full of battles day and night. But the good news is, it is also full of victory for the believers. And that means whatever battles seem to have flawed you till now, your victory must emerge finally today. Yeah. Among the provisions made for breaking barriers in our life is the communion table. It's a table of mysteries. It's a table of mysteries. Let's bring out a few pictures. Now, we discover in chapter 4 of 2 Kings and verse 39 to 41 that the sons of the prophet went and gathered some vegetables, and not knowing they were poisonous vegetables. And after they boiled that, they discover it was poisonous. And they shouted to the man of God, "Alas, master, there is death in the pot." And Elisha said, okay, bring me a meal. And they brought them some crumbled of bread, I think. And they dropped the bread inside the pot. He said, pour it out again for the people to eat. And there was no more harm. That bread is the flesh of Christ in a figure. It's a poison neutralizer. As you take this flesh today, every effect of any poison in anyone's life is swallowed up in victory. Yeah. Say with me, the flesh of Jesus is a poison neutralizer. It's able to convert SS to AA. Is able to clear HIV/AIDS from the blood. Is able to swallow up every poison in the blood. It is the miracle meal that neutralizes every poison in the body. It is that miracle meal that neutralizes every poison in the body. Now, you see, as you take this bread today, just believe that every poison in your body will be eternally neutralized. And whatever needs to get out of your body for your body to have peace must get out by this meal. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Secondly, I'd like you to see the blood as a spiritual engraftment of your mortal body to his immortal body. Because the life of the flesh is in the blood. Matthew 26 and verse 26 to 28. As they were eating, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body. Take and eat." After the same manner, he took the cup. He said, "This is my blood of the New Testament. This is my blood of the New Testament." So, the blood on the table is the blood of Jesus. The drink on this table is what? The blood of Jesus. And Leviticus 27 verse 11, it said the life of the flesh is in the blood. So what are we doing? We are being engrafted into his life through the mystery of the communion. The Jesus blood group is immune to sickness, disease, and weakness. Immune to what? Sickness, disease, and weakness. Some are not sick, but they are not strong. Now, it is immune to sickness, disease, weakness, and oppressions of the devil. Come and say oppressions. Something is moving in my body. So no, it can't be moving in the body of Jesus. This organ is not working. Every of his organ is working. So when you are plugged into him, like it was said the other time, you become a partaker of the root and the fatness of the olive. You know Jesus is the olive because Christ means the anointed one. And the olive is the anointed oil. The anointed tree. So Jesus is the green tree, the anointed olive. So when you take the blood, you are grafted into him. Chapter 11 of Romans and verse 17 to 23. And then you become a partaker of the same virtue working in him. So whatever is not in him must not be found in you. Therefore, today, as you partake of this communion table, I declare you partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive. The lifestyle of Jesus becomes your lifestyle from today. Health and vitality becomes your portion from today. He said, "As the Father has sent me and I live by the Father, so whosoever eateth me, even he shall live by me or live like me." The Father sent him and he was living like the Father. He said, "Whosoever has seen me has seen the Father." By this communion today, body, soul, and spirit, whosoever sees you has seen Christ. The energy, the liberty, the health, and the vitality of Christ shall be visible in your life. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. 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 So by the blood in the communion table, we are grafted into the blood group of Christ, grafted into the blood genotype of Christ, and so whatever could not be traced in him should not be found in us. Diabetes is gone today. High blood pressure and hypertension is gone today. Heart disease is cleared out today. Kidney failure is resuscitated today. Blindness clears off your eyes today. Jesus had no pains in his body. He suffered pains on the cross so you can be pain-free. So every pain on your chest, on your waist, on your feet, on your knees, in your ankles, every pain anywhere in your system, migraine in the head, pains in the ear, pains in the eyes, whatever could not be traced in Christ is forced out of your system today. And what more, the blood of Jesus purges our conscience from every evil work so we can serve the living God. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14. So every healing, spiritual healing that you need, and every form of spiritual disease that is afflicting your spiritual life, today I see them cleared off forever. He said, and I saw Joshua the high priest, clothed with filthy garment, and I saw Satan at his right hand, resisting him. And then he said to those that were around, the angels, take off that filthy garment from him. Is this not a branch plucked out of fire? Now in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 and 12, he said, and as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth your prisoners out of the pit we are in, is no water. Turn ye to your stronghold, the blood covenant, ye prisoners of hope, even today. So every spiritual captivity is destroyed today. Every career bandage is broken today. Every business captivity is turned around today. So the blood covenant is our God ordained escape from the pit where the wicked has held us hostage. He said, and it will happen today, not tomorrow. He said, even today do I declare. Please don't get used to scriptures as to lose touch with the power they are in. All of these scriptures turns me around every day, even though I've been trading with them for years. But they turn me on every time. My Bible said, even today, will I render double unto thee. Even today, whatever you have lost, God said, I'm going to give it to you double. I'm giving it to you back double. Today, not tomorrow, today. He said, today, I'm giving it back to you double. Today, 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 today. Even today, do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Thank you, Father. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto you. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto you. In Exodus chapter 11, God said, and the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh, verse 1, and upon Egypt. Afterwards he will let you go. And when he will let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence outward. May all together. You'll be too hot for the devil to hold back anymore. He said, I'll bring one more plague. And what is the plague? It was the plague of the blood. By the blood covenant today that you are partaking of in the communion, The Lord will turn you to a burning light. Your destiny will be burning every devil. When they put coal or fire in your hand, what do? You let go. I see you turned into a coal of fire today. As this blood enters you, you are turned into a coal of fire from the oven of heaven. Every devil holding and toying with your destiny will drop you fast. He said he will let you go. He will trust you. Go, 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 go. And he did. The same day the blood answered was the day the devil said, go, 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 go. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, verse 30 of chapter 12. And all his servants and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get ye forth from among my people, both you and all the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as you have said. Abba, it's not passing tonight. I said, by this night, every Pharaoh and every god of Egypt holding your destiny hostage, we say, go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Amen. And take all your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also. Ah, why? And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people. Verse 33. That they might send them forth out of the land of in haste. For they said, we be all dead men. They let them go in haste. Go, 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 go. Hallelujah. Can I hear your loudest amen? Ah. Now. And now the sole journey of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. Verse 40. And it came to pass at the end of 130 years, even the self-same day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. How many of them? How many of them? Are you going out today? Are you coming out today? Are you coming out today? Now, whatever won't let you go must go for you. Whatever won't let you go must go for you. The blood of deliverance was also the blood of judgment. There was cry all over Egypt. God's judgment answered as he brought his people out in a grand style. God is bringing you out, and every resistance will be met with judgmental death. Every resistance shall be met with judgmental death. Every resistance to your fruitfulness shall be met with judgmental death. Every resistance to your breakthrough shall be met with judgmental death. Every resistance to your success shall be met with judgmental death. Every resistance to your total health shall be met with judgmental death. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Rise. Lift up your two hands to heaven. The same day the blood answered in Egypt, Israel came out. You are coming out today. He said, turn to your stronghold, the blood covenant. Even today do I declare. Come and say, I'm coming out today. Whatever looks like a mark of Egypt on your life, begin to challenge them right now. I challenge you by the blood of Jesus. Your hold on me is broken. Today is my day of escape. The barriers have crumbled. Stewards, please. The barriers have crumbled. The barriers have crumbled. In Jesus' precious name. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we receive this table today and we believe you for instant manifestation in response to the violent faith of your people. Let every sickness and disease be subdued this hour. Let every iron gate and the gates of brass standing on the path of the destiny of God's people be shattered today. Lord, from this table, let blind eyes be opened. Let deaf ears be opened. Let dead destinies come back to life. Let every barrier of hell be shattered. In the name of Jesus. Whatever represents a mark of Egypt on anybody's life, the diseases of Egypt, the degradations of Egypt, the shame and reproach of Egypt, whatever represents a mark of Egypt on anybody's life, I command them averted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now get seated, everybody. Choir also. Get seated. Get seated. I'd like you to approach this table with the violence of faith. Faith is a spiritual force that invades the invisible world and delivers its mission with precision. Go ahead and violently. Nobody is closing his mouth. Everybody is violently taking his portion. Your spiritual challenge, your social challenge, your business challenge, your career challenge, your head challenge must bow to the authority of faith. There is no force in the spirit world that can resist the authority of faith. Go ahead and prophesy. You are praying to take this communion. You are prophesying after taking it back to your seat. The kingdom of God suffers violence. The violent take it by force. Take it by force. The same day the blood answered in Egypt, Israel came out. You must come out today. The blood of Jesus is speaking life. Life to every aspect of your being. Somebody's prophesying his victory. And our victory right now. The snare is broken. And you escaped. The violent take it by force. Take it by force. Shall we all rise to our feet? Lift up your hands and begin to give thanks to Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. Say, above all, taking the shield of faith and you quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Whatever arrow has been hurting your life and destiny and resisting your advancement, your glory and your color, it's all declared over today. He said, even today do I declare, before this day is over, there's a clear evidence that everything is turned around in your favor. Those chains will never be there again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Faith is not just a weapon for overcoming your enemies. Faith is also a spiritual weapon for commanding exploits. Commanding exploits. And when Jesus returned with the anointing, the world could not contain you anymore. By the anointing of next Sunday, because through faith they subdued kingdoms, they commanded exploits. That's the meaning. Now that the barriers are broken, your access to unlimited exploit is now declared open. Your children's children in all their generations will never be stranded. I pray that the heaven that is opened over you will never be short again. A number of you are spending a lot of money here and there in ensuring the operations of the Satellite Fellowship is going on. Nothing good will ever stop happening in your family. All of our ministers are spending their time, energy, and resources, all house providers, all location providers, people gave their schools, gave their, you know, facilities, gave their houses. Everything you've given up to Jesus under this commission must return to you in miracle fold. For all the satellite locations, God's ark is residing in your house. Evil will never find its way there. All Zona Fellowship location providers, God will never leave you alone at any time in your life. And a number of new cells, quite a number of them have started. You know, replication is on. Remember, we have given back, each cell is given back to what? A set of twin cells. Two cells. And it's ending 30th of April. Now, a number of them have started in hundreds. Now, in the name of Jesus, every new cell location provider, the ark has landed in your house. The blessings must land there. Yeah. Go in peace. Yeah. Today is declared a turning point day in your life. Yeah. Between now and the ninth season, every word of prophets that's gone out this morning will find practical fulfillment in your life. Yeah. In Jesus' name! This week is declared a week of testimonies. Miracle job is landing on your way. Breakthrough in your family. The barriers of your marital destiny, they are broken down. This year, God is visiting you with his presence in your marriage. Miracle marriages are now declared open. Miracle restorations is now taking place. In the name of Jesus.